Hey y'all, I wanted to jump on here and talk a little politics in New Orleans. So welcome to Faith and Politics. I'll give a couple of seconds for people to jump on. But after working in city government, I realized there's a lot of stuff that I didn't know and there's a lot of stuff that the residents don't know. And so I'm gonna jump on here every now and then and kind of give y'all the 411 on how the government works and who to direct your questions to, because there's so much confusion in New Orleans with who does what. So I really wanted to kind of break down the city council and the mayor's responsibilities so that we can understand who to go to for what and how to get our concerns addressed. Because I find that we have lost our faith in politics in New Orleans. So I figured if I could share some information, kind of a New Orleans Civics 101, that we could, you know, be a stronger New Orleans because we would know where to direct our concerns. So if you did not know, New Orleans' structure of government is a strong mayor-council system. And this is set up in our home rule charter. And honestly, I didn't really know this until I worked in city government when I had to go to a convention and they asked what type of government we had. And I was like, And so long story short, I learned that we have a strong mayor council form of government. And so in this method, the mayor is given by charter a large degree of control and responsibility of the city, meaning that more often than not, all roads lead to the mayor. We have three branches of government: legislative, judicial, and executive. And so the legislative arm of government is responsible for making and enacting laws, as distinguished from the judicial arm, which interprets and applies our laws. And last but not least, the executive department, which is the mayor, carries out the laws into execution and to effect. So with that being said, I'm going to jump in and give you what the council does first, because it's a little bit shorter, and then tell you exactly what the mayor's responsibilities are. So we know what's going on in the city and you know where to go for what and what's going on. So if you're just jumping on, I'm kind of giving a breakdown of the responsibilities of the city council and the responsibilities of the mayor's office, because there's a lot of confusion. And I think if we understand what goes where and who's doing what, then we can all be a more educated voter base, as well as I think it would help engage the public and let them know exactly where to get their concerns met. So starting with the council adopts ordinances and general application. So examples, minimum housing standards, traffic and parking regulations, health and sanitation regulations, prohibition on certain types of conduct, and land use. So, but with that being said, the mayor or the executive branch may propose ordinances or make recommendations to the council regarding legislation. So the executive branch isn't out of that. They give their recommendations. And the mayor is given veto power over ordinances, and a 2/3 vote of the council is necessary to override a mayoral veto. So that's what we saw that was going on back and forth with the removal of the comms director. And so that's why they were able to remove him, because they had a 2/3 vote that override the mayoral veto, basically. So the city council is responsible for, is over the city budget. So they carry the purse strings. They hold public hearings on the proposed budget. They modify, and they're required to approve the budget by ordinance. The capital budget money is used for public buildings, streets, etc. The operating budget money is used to like pay salaries, buy equipment and supplies and stuff like that. And so if y'all are just going on, jumping on, what I'm doing is I'm explaining the different responsibilities between the council and the mayor. So right now I'm in the council, and I'm gonna start back with what I said. The council carries the purse strings. So they are responsible for appropriating the money from the city. They hold public hearings. They're responsible for the capital budget money is used for public buildings, streets, etc. Operating budget money is used to pay salaries and buy equipment. Now, the council has responsibilities regarding the salaries that are paid to city employees. And classified employees go through civil service, and unclassified employees are appointed indirectly or appointed directly by elected officials. So the people right under, like the council members, and right under the mayor or the council members get to choose who those people are. The city council acts as a board of review for property tax assessment. So that's what you see right now with the assessor's office, but they only act as a board of review. So if you're a property owner and you have an issue, you can appeal to the council. That is within your rights. So I just wanted to let you know that. Additionally, the council has certain constitutional provisions and laws and ordinances which require them to approve actions by boards and commissions. So let me give you an example. That's like Sewage and Water Board or the Aviation Board. And they also have plans and budget agencies such as like the DDD, the Downtown Development District, New Orleans Business and Industrial District, which is like out in the east by the river, and like the RTA. So that's why you see those boards and commissions going in front of them. The City Council, good morning. The City Council is also responsible for land use and zoning. So the council depends and works closely with the City Planning Commission with regards to zoning and land use matters. The council also is responsible for any investigations. So if there's something going on in the city, the council has the authority to conduct investigations of city government. They also do utility regulations, which is a big conversation right now with all that's going on with energy and the St. John restaurant. So that's why you saw the city council step in there, because the New Orleans City Council is responsible for the regulation of electric and gas utilities within the city of New Orleans. Additionally, the council must approve the appointments of any persons nominated to boards and commissions, and they would be nominated by the mayor. And last but not least, the city council is responsible for being your advocate. So the council members are in fact the closest to the community, because they're broken down into different districts, A, B, C, D, and E. And so that's why you go to your city council member if you have some issue. But with the system of government that we have, and that's kind of how I started, we have a strong mayor system. So when you advocate for a street repair, or you advocate for a permit, or you advocate for, let's see, something in the health department, when the city council members go to that department, what they're doing is advocating for you. But who is head of that department is the mayor. So the council members are going to a department, but the people who they're going to effectively work for the mayor. So that is really what we really need to understand in the city of New Orleans, because all roads do lead to the mayor. So I'm going to jump into the responsibilities of the mayor now that I have the responsibilities of the council, you know, on that side. So now you can hear of what the mayor is responsible for. So the mayor is the chief executive officer of the city of New Orleans. And as I said before, we have a strong mayor system. So the mayor holds most of the responsibilities in the city of New Orleans. The mayor shall have, and I got all of this information online, y'all, at NOLA.gov and at the city council's website. I just want to jump in here and so give it to you in a way that might be a little bit easier for you to understand. So the mayor shall be the chief executive officer for the city of New Orleans. The mayor shall have the power and shall be required to. And here's the list. The mayor shall exercise general oversight of the activities of boards and agencies of city government and coordinate them with other activities of the city. And that's why with all of the boards and commissions in the city of New Orleans, the mayor generally appoints a certain number of people on those boards and commissions. So if you're wondering, how do they get on those boards? How are they doing all of that? They're getting on the boards because they have appealed to the mayor, or the mayor just chose, who she thought was best for those positions. Next, the mayor exercises directly or through the CAO supervision over all other executive administrative work of the city and provides coordination of administrative activities. So if there's supposed to be any coordination of activities going on in the city of New Orleans, it is supposed to be under the mayor and the CAO's office. 3rd. The mayor is supposed to see that the provisions of the charter and the ordinances of the city and all laws are enforced. So that's why you see, you know, a little bit of confusion, because people are going to the city council saying, well, why isn't the city council doing something? Why isn't city council doing something? Because that's not their job. The mayor is required by law, by the home charter, to exercise her authority and to enforce all laws. The mayor also appoints directly the CAO and the city attorney. She appoints with approval of the majority of all the city council members, the boards. And I said that with regard to the city council members' responsibilities. The mayor is required to submit annually to the council for its consideration and approval an operating budget. So that's what you see going on right now in the city of New Orleans. They're having budget hearings in the city of New Orleans. So the mayor has given her proposed budget to the city council, and they're going department by department, breaking down, you know, how much money that they're going to give to each department. And the city council has the ability to modify the amounts that each of them give. That's why they say the city council has the purse strings. So that's what's going on right now. So if you want to watch this week is a great week to watch, because the budget meetings are happening. More responsibility of the mayor. The mayor is to recommend to the city council a pay plan for all officers and employees in the unclassified service. So remember, I said the classified employees are under the civil service, and the unclassified are the ones that the elected officials appoint. So the mayor recommends to the council a pay plan. Next, the mayor is responsible for signing contracts, bonds, or other instruments requiring the assent of the city, except those to which the director of finance or officer is authorized to sign. So the mayor signs all the contracts for the city, she reviews them, and things of that nature. The mayor is also required to see that the terms and conditions of all contracts are faithfully executed. And I think this is a very important part point with everything that went down with the trash collection. That had been a huge issue since before Hurricane Ida, but really through Hurricane Ida and to this day. You know, we only have one trash pickup. We're supposed to have two. I know that angers a lot of New Orleans residents, but we need to know who is responsible for what so we can direct our concerns there. And the mayor is responsible to see that the terms and conditions of all contracts are faithfully executed. Next, this is the powers with respect to the council. The mayor has these powers to present the council messages or information with the mayor's opinion or necessary or expedient. So she can give her opinions to the council for review and to help move ordinances that, you know, she feels are important, you know, through to fruition. She can also attend council meetings and have a voice in the proceedings. The mayor can also call special sessions of the council, and she has the power of veto ordinances. But as I said before, the council can then override that with a 2/3 vote. So this is where it gets very interesting as well. Other powers that the mayor has: the mayor shall have the authority to exercise these powers, perform or such duties that may be prescribed by the charter or other state municipal law. So she can participate but not vote in the proceedings of all boards or other agencies of city government of which the mayor is not made an officio member. So she can participate in them, but she cannot vote on them. So it makes it very interesting there when there is someone that they place on these boards that is going to strictly vote exactly what they want. So you got to look at those things and know what you're looking for, because that is not one of the powers that they have. Additionally, and of course, they can remove at pleasure all officers appointed by the mayor. Of course, the mayors are responsible for issuing executive orders, establishing policies and procedures for the executive branch, and see that they're published promptly to the public. So all executive orders are to be published and posted properly so that the residents can see them. Another responsibility of the mayor is to be subject to such limitations as may be established by ordinance or other applicable law. Declare of state emergency due to acts of God, riot, war, or grave emergency which threatens widespread loss of life or any grievous injury or health or property. So, of course, when we have hurricanes or anything like that, the mayor is supposed to declare a state of emergency. That's why during the health crisis, they declared a state of emergency, the heat wave and things like that. So, in addition, this is where you're really going to love it. The mayor is supposed to, by charter, study, devise, and implement programs to improve housing and neighborhood conditions in the city. Study, devise, and implement programs to improve housing and neighborhood conditions in the city. That is a responsibility of the mayor. The mayor is additionally supposed to study, devise, and implement programs to foster economic development in the city. So if you are looking for economic development in the city, the council is not where you go. The mayor is supposed to study, devise, and implement programs to foster economic development in the city. Additionally, the mayor is to provide for cooperation and coordination among criminal justice agencies and officials. So if you're just jumping on, I am giving the responsibilities of the city council and the mayor. So I've already done the city council and I'm kind of toward the bottom of the mayor. So if you want to like jump back on there and watch it all, but you've jumped on at a really interesting point, because the mayor is responsible to provide for cooperation and coordination among criminal justice agencies and officials. That is the mayor's responsibility per the charter. And all of this information is on NOLA.gov, and so you can look there for yourself. What are we dealing with right now? Criminal justice issues. And it is the mayor's responsibility to provide for cooperation and coordination, FYI. In addition, the mayor is to seek compliance with federal, state, and local environmental and safety laws and regulations, permit requirements, and regulatory orders by all city officers, employees, boards, commissions, contractors, and recipients of municipal funds. And last but not least, the mayor is responsible to perform such other duties as conferred upon the mayor by the charter. So through this, I think there's a couple that I really thought were interesting that I believe you will think were interesting, that the mayor is responsible for studying, devising, and implementing programs to improve housing and neighborhood conditions in the city. It is the mayor's responsibility. The mayor is supposed to study, devise, and implement programs to foster economic development in the city. And of course, the mayor is responsible for cooperation and coordination among criminal justice agencies and officials. And I know that may have been a lot of information, but a lot of times we don't know where to go for our concerns. So I hope this breakdown of exactly, you know, what the council is responsible for and what the mayor is responsible is helpful. I hope you share this with your family and friends. It's really not that long, but it's a good listen because it will help you. And before I go, I wanted to give you the departments. So when I say the mayor is responsible and the executive officer for the departments in the city of New Orleans, let me give you a quick list. This is not all of them, but you can find the list of departments on NOLA.gov. So the CAO's office, the Office of Community Development, the Mayor's Office of Cultural Economy, the Criminal Justice Coordination, the mayor is responsible for the Office of Economic Development, the EMS. The mayor is responsible for the Equipment Maintenance Division for the entire city. New Orleans is over Film New Orleans. She is over the Finance Department. She is over the Fire Department. She is over the Health Department. She is over Homeland and Emergency Preparedness. The mayor is over Human Rights and Equity. She's over the Information and Technology Innovation for the City of New Orleans. The mayor is over Job One. The mayor is over the Juvenile Justice Intervention Center. The mayor is responsible for the Mosquito, Termite, and Rodent Control in the City of New Orleans. She is responsible for, or she is, I don't want to say she's responsible for this, but NORD, because NORD is a separate commission, so she's not over it, but she appoints the majority of the people on the NORD Recreation Department, and she basically, you know, she chose the head of the department, so she carries a lot of weight in NORD. So don't get it twisted. The mayor has her has the strong arm over NORD. The mayor is also responsible for the, well, she created the mayor's nighttime economy, so she's over that. The mayor is over the Parks and Parkways Department. She is over the NOPD. The mayor is over the Department of Property Management. The mayor is over public libraries, the Department of Public Works. That is your road work, your streets, all your issues. The mayor is over that. The mayor is over the Office of Resilience and Sustainability. The mayor is over the Department of Safety and Permitting. We can go and complain, and the city council members are there to advocate for us. But when they go to the Office of Permitting, who is over them is the mayor. And so what I'm trying to get you to see is all roads lead to the mayor. The mayor is over the Department of Sanitation. So you're talking about trash being left outside. You're talking about the trash contracting. The mayor is over the Department of Sanitation. The Office of Supplier Diversity. Why aren't you seeing supplier diversity in the city of New Orleans? We're talking about contracting. We're talking about making sure that we get our fair share in the city of New Orleans. Well, the mayor is over the Office of Supplier Diversity. The mayor has an Office of Transportation. So people having issues with RTA, she has a mayor's Office of Transportation that you can direct some of your concerns there. And they're supposed to be working with RTA to make sure that, you know, the residents get what they need. The mayor is over the Office of Workforce Development. You're looking for jobs, you're looking for workforce development throughout the city. The mayor is over that. And last but not least, the mayor's Office of Youth and Families. Yes, there's a mayor's office for youth and families. And so we're like, what's up with the youth in New Orleans? What's going on with everything? Well, guess what? There's a mayor's office for youth and families. So if you just jumped on here, I'm kind of at the end of it, but I really hope that you take a couple minutes just to listen to this live. It's really not long, and it's really going to be beneficial to you, because what I did is I broke down the structure of government that the city of New Orleans has. So long story short, what I didn't know, and I'm going to tell you, is New Orleans has a strong mayor system of government. Every city doesn't have that, but most of your major cities do. But with that, the mayor has the largest degree of control over everything in the city. The mayor is over every department in the city. The mayor even the large commissions, which is like your NORD commission. The mayor is over sewage and water board, even the aviation board. The mayor is over, I mean, I can go over all these things. The mayor is over basically everything. And with that being said, we need to know where to direct our concerns so that we can get our needs met. Yes, the city council is responsible for some things. The city council, long story short, creates the laws. The mayor is supposed to execute the laws, and the judicial branch walks out the laws in court. And so that's how the breakdown is created in the city of New Orleans. And when we understand the type of system of government we have, then we can be a more effective community. So I just wanted to jump on here, and I really hope that you take the time to listen to it, because I think it would be really beneficial. You know, New Orleans has been kind of disengaged from politics, and I want to bring some faith back in politics and really let us understand our rights in the city of New Orleans so that we can start walking in them. And here's a fun fact. If you didn't know, the city of New Orleans has a Bill of Rights. I don't know if you knew that, but guess what? We do. We have a Bill of Rights. And it was actually, I posted it today, but I'm going to give you four or five of them before I jump off, because I believe you need to know your rights. So this is just a couple of them. This is not all of them, but this is the ones I really think you'd be interested in. So all government of right originates with the people, is founded on their will, along and is instituted to protect the rights of the individual and to provide for the general welfare of the people. Y'all, they're supposed to be taking care of us. The people have the right to a government responsive to their will. The people have a right to a government responsive to their will and the right to take part in the government of the city, either directly or through freely chosen representative. The people have the right to lawful and peaceful assembly, to petition the government for redress of grievance, and to equal access to public services. So we have a right of a recall. Additionally, the people have the right to life, liberty, and security of person. Y'all are going to love this one. We have the right to live free from fear of violence and the right to safe neighborhoods conducive to the enjoyment of liberty. And last but not least, just the one I chose, was the people have the right to a government of the highest ethical standards, free from corruption, untainted by graft, and conducted in accordance with sound fiscal planning and administration. So this is why everything that was going on was so important. So what I did was I gave a breakdown of the responsibilities of the city council. I did that first, and then I broke down the responsibilities of the mayor. And so this was kind of like a civics 101. I hope that this information helped you, and I hope you share it with family and friends so that we can understand how New Orleans works, and that we know where to direct our grievances so that we can be a stronger New Orleans. When we unite and we speak up in our spheres of influence, we can just do so much change and create it for the city of New Orleans. Y'all, the people deserve it. We deserve it. And that's what I pray for. I just pray for everyone to just have a better life. And so thanks for tuning in. This is Faith in Politics with Eileen. Bye.